This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're continuing to follow the sharp drop in construction of new single-family homes, with housing starts falling nearly 10% in July. Month to month, that data can be volatile. But this is the third month in a row that new construction has slowed, as our central bankers intend, as they raise interest rates to pop the inflation bubble. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more.
The slowdown in new home construction is another sign that the housing market is cooling, with home prices and mortgage rates both high.
Housing affordability has plunged to the lowest levels that we've seen since the late 1980s.
Gregory Dacko is chief economist at EY Parthenon.
That has led to a pullback in home buying activity. And with a bit of a lag, we're starting to see home building activity starting to fade.
Fewer people are willing to commit to buying a new home that's still under construction right now, says Lawrence Yoon at the National Association of Realtors.
Builders are becoming very cautious because they are seeing rising inventory.
In the short term, Daniel McHugh at Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies says this could be a good thing for some buyers.
Because builders will have to lower prices in the face of this declining demand.
But long term, he says, if there's not a significant increase in the number of homes being built, home prices, which are now at record highs, will just keep rising. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.